감사드립니다.
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Okay. Is Jacob in?
Yeah, you want to talk to him in speakerphone so we can translate for him?
That would be great.
Okay. Yeah, Jacob is here.
Hello.
Hi, this is Nick at Bank of Cardiff. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, yeah.
Thanks. So I'm working on your approval right now, and I just had a couple questions that are some issues came up that are possibly stopping us from getting a higher amount. So I wanted to get some clarification. So there's a little confusion with Samsung Express and Korean shipping.
Yes.
They seem to be two separate companies. Is that still true?
Right, yeah. But the same place, same, I'm the 100% owner.
Okay. So 100% owner of both, and they're two separate companies that are operated out of the same building, correct? Okay. The reason I bring it up is because on the new business checking account you have that you opened, I believe it's January, on the bank statements, it says Korea Shipping and Express Incorporated, DBA, Samsung Shipping.
Yes.
So it looks like they're sharing a bank account there.
Yes, Samsung Express Moving and Korea Express Shipping, Express Moving, Korea Shipping and Express. Korea Shipping Express and they're using the DBA, the Korea Shipping.
Okay.
Just for your information, he's been running this Samsung Express Moving for like almost 80 years, and he recently opened up a new business under Korea Shipping and Express. So basically, he has two businesses under same address, you know, same mm-hmm. facilities. Everything is correct, but he's owning two businesses, and then those two accounts, he's sharing the bank accounts for those two, you know, businesses.
Okay, right. So because there's one bank account that only has Samsung listed on the bank statement, and the new bank account lists both. It lists Korea Shipping and Express Incorporated, DBA, Samsung Shipping. Uh-huh. And so that's why there looks like there's some confusion there, and possibly that the companies were merged this year. So that's why we wanted to kind of get more clarification. But they're still separate, right? They're just they're completely separate. Right, okay.
It has a DBA, Samsung Shipping also. So basically, Samsung Express Moving.
Oh, I got you. So Korea Shipping is DBA Samsung, which and Samsung on it has its own entity separately. Because he may take orders for one business and may use the other business to execute the order, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically Samsung Express Moving, the original company, that's for like the customers are all different people here, but Korea Shipping and Express is a new business targeting only Korean people.
Got you. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that clarification. Also, this is what I wanted to make sure I get which business it is. Okay, so it looks like this. Okay, I want to see here. Korea Shipping and Express. Okay, it's good that these are separate entities because that is not authorized under Safer.
Which one?
It looks like Korea Shipping and Express. So I wanted to make sure because if Samsung is a completely separate entity, then I think we should be okay. You may just want to look into that as far as the safety and fitness electronic records systems. That's the identification system for carriers, shippers, movers in the state. So so that's why there's possibly a little bit of trouble getting a higher. Samsung may not be registered there either. So that's why I just wanted to get some clarification there. But I'm going to keep working on the loan. Just right now, it looks like we have a max approval. I know we were looking for 30 to 50, but I think right now we might be more comfortable with 20 to 25 to start, with an option to refinance and renew for more capital in a few months. But so I know you're the just to get going through the notes here, that we're looking for 30 to 50,000 for marketing, which cost about 5 to 10,000 a month, correct?
Right.
So if we gave you 20 to 25 now, mm-hmm. And then we're able to give you at least that much or up to that much, however much you needed in a few months, would that be a solution for you?
So 20 to 25 thousand can be like instantly. It's approved, or
right? You'd be able to have that. Possibly, we could fund it today, but I have to work out the pricing. So if you need it today, we can rush this. Otherwise, we can get this wrapped up on Monday for you, and so you could have the 20 to 25 thousand either today or Monday. We'd be interested in funding as soon as we get the numbers worked out, all the details, and then. In about, a few months, we'd be able to get you some additional capital as long as the payments were made on time for this loan. And or there'd be an option for halfway through the term to refinance this current loan that we would offer you. And so there's some options is what I'm saying. You can either take additional capital as a separate loan in a couple months if you needed it that soon, or if you could wait, 5 months or 6 months, and you could renew this loan like a refinance. So there's some options there. I just want to let you know, because I know we were looking for at least 30, and we can't get that to you because of those issues I went over as far as not being registered with the Safety and Fitness Electronic Record Systems. I can clear up the other issues that we had as far as the confusion, because the street view, what we do is we went ahead and looked at Google Earth, and the street view of your business doesn't say Samsung, right? I think it says Korea Shipping. Is that true, the signage?
Through the satellite view?
Right.
I have no idea. I never checked with Google Earth or something.
Well, I mean, the sign outside the building, what does it say?
Oh, because, the entrance of our business is back of the building.
Okay. All right. So that's why there's some confusion from underwriting there. That's why I call to get these answers.
Our address is 18118 South Broadway Street, Unit B. So the signage you can see in the street on Broadway is only Unit A, because they do have their entrance on the street of Broadway, but we do have on the back of the building.
Yeah. Okay. Is there signage on the back of the building?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What does that say?
Samsung Express.
Nice. Okay, perfect. I'll have them relook at that.
Uh-huh.
So this is what we do in lieu of a site inspection, which takes more time and more money. We try to use, Google Earth and everything like that to just speed things up. So I'll get that clarification. It sounds like they just took the wrong look on the building. Okay, so I know that, let me see here.
So we're looking at 25,000, for now, instantly, possibly can get approved today, you said. And then we're looking at another, let's say, $10,000 in a few months. It's like 5 to 6 months, based on the record that we pay these payments, on time,
Right, right. And I know in the notes here that Mr. Park really wanted weekly or monthly payments. With this program, we'll probably be having we'll be looking into that and see what we can do. We may be restricted to daily or weekly and not have the monthly payments. So if it is daily when we come back to it, it's just Monday through Friday, no holidays. But right now, yeah, we're looking at a max of $25,000 for up to a year with the option to refinance at 6 months. Or if you need capital sooner, getting additional capital as a second loan in as soon as 2 months.
Well, actually, $25,000 is to still short that we were thinking. But, yeah, it's kind of okay with, to start with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we want to build a relationship. The whole idea is to start a relationship and to get some payment history with us. Because obviously we're not your depository bank. We don't have your accounts. We don't have a track record. So that's kind of what it is let's build a relationship and then grow from there. Get your foot in the door with a business bank that wants to lend you money. So all right. When are you looking? What day would be great for you to receive the funds?
If possible, yeah. Monday. Or
okay, perfect.
Possible, yeah.
Today or Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get back to work on this. I'll get back with the underwriters and give them this information, and then I'll give you a call, hopefully, within the next 2 hours and see if we can wrap this up today. Otherwise, we can do it Monday.
Okay. So,
all right, thanks.
When you contact me back, you can let Jacob know that what's going to be the rate and term and everything, all the details about the
right.
loan. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, we can go over the how it's structured now, actually. Do you have one more minute?
Yeah.
Okay, so this loan may not reach a year. Our term to be in this relationship is going to be somewhere between 9 and 12 months, maybe 10, 11 months.
Uh-huh.
So it's not going to be annualized. So there's not going to be an APR. Okay? There's not going to be an annualized interest rate because of the short-term nature. So what we're going to do is we're going to attach a fixed cost of funds. Okay? So it's going to be translated as cents on the dollar. Okay, so that fixed cost, what we're going to do is we're going to say, listen, you're borrowing $25,000 and you're paying back this much. And that's what I'm going to work on is getting your total payback. So as far as the cents on the dollar, I'll get that worked out, but it's not going to be a rate. So it's a different kind of loan where it's just going to be, because of the short-term nature, not an APR like you're used to with a car loan or a mortgage. It's going to be slightly different, okay? So I will get that worked up for you and come back with your total, what the rate is, the exact term, and what the payment is, whether it's a daily or a weekly basis.
Okay, great.
All right. What was your name, sir?
Sean.
Sean, okay. Thanks, Sean. I'll be in touch real soon.
Thank you, Mike. I'm Jacob. Yes.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.